This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We take you now to San Francisco Bay to be specific, and Treasure Island, an old Navy base smack in the middle of the bay. Most people just drive past it on their way between Oakland and San Francisco, but it's been getting an unusual amount of attention of late because there is a barge parked right there. Not just any barge, mind you, but a barge said to be owned by Google. Google, as usual, isn't saying much about it. So as Queenie Kim reports, rumors are beginning to run wild.
I'm walking up to the pier where the infamous Google barge is docked. I was stopped by a chain link fence topped with a razor wire. Through the fence, off in the distance, I could see the barge. It was about four stories high and half a block long and shrouded in black mesh. Pat O'Hara is a building contractor who works on the island.
This whole facility has been fenced off for about a year.
But when he asked the workers what they were doing, weirdly, they had no clue.
They would get a piece of the plan and they would build a portion, and that's all they knew that they were building.
Christina Norsik thinks she knows what's up.
This looks like a pop-up concept to me.
Norsik is the author of Pop-Up Retail. Pop-up stores open for a limited time, often to create buzz. She says Target experimented with a floating store when it launched its Isaac Mizrahi line a few years ago. And recently, retailers have been playing with shipping containers to create pop-ups.
They're combining ideas.
My sources told me Google's going to use the barge to sell Google Glass, a wearable computer that sits on your face like spectacles. Carl Howe is a retail analyst with the Yankee Group.
They're going to have to do some experimentation to figure out how to sell it.
He imagines each container offering consumers a different scenario. One might be for gamers. Another might mimic a ski slope. He says, you've heard of Disneyland?
I love the idea of Google Land.
In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.